I think it's very important, Eileen, because really it's very hard for the children to understand what they're doing unless they get full support from the parents, and the parents know why they're receiving First Communion and why they are being confirmed.
And are the parents sufficiently involved in the programme? I mean, would they know what it's about and how to help them through it?
I wouldn't think so. And I know in the Alivo that there are recommendations made that parents are come in at the beginning of the year and that there are initiation programmes and all that happening during the during the year, and information evenings and that. But it is very, very difficult to get parents to come to meetings like this. Well, they're involved in so many other things. There are so many other things happening. So that it's very hard to get, we'll say, 20 parents to come in to a meeting maybe once every month or even once a term. And even also, it's also very difficult for the teachers, because a lot of the teachers, including myself, wouldn't feel comfortable talking to parents, because you feel that you're laying down the law for them and that you're actually telling them how to live their lives. And a lot of parents wouldn't be happy about this, like, and they wouldn't feel contented or happy coming in to be told, well, you really must practice your faith if you want your children to have an understanding of the faith and of the sacraments.
But in fact, that is, I suppose, the way it is. That, I mean, if they want to bring the children up and to bring them to the sacraments and that, the children have to see them having some involvement, don't they?
They do. They do, but I come back to where, from the teacher's point of view, that the teachers themselves, a lot of teachers wouldn't feel comfortable themselves about talking about their religion. And some teachers wouldn't even be practicing themselves. But yet they're trying to do their best to prepare the children for the sacrament. And they would teach them all the prayers and they would get them ready and all that. But there are some teachers who wouldn't be au fait with their religion as they would like to be. And it would be very hard on them to bring in parents when parents can see, well, how dare she or he tell us how to live our lives when they themselves don't practice.
So can you see the present structure continuing whereby the schools are preparing the children for, say, particularly First Communion and Confirmation, within the present structure of parents not having that involvement?
No, I can't. I know that religion will have to stay as part of the school curriculum, because it's really there that the children will learn. I suppose they will get the core of their faith in school. They will be taught facts and prayers and all that. Whereas I think if it's taken out of the school, that with the lack of parental involvement as it is at the moment, I can't see any future for that. But at the same time, I also think that there has to be a pastoral team working with parents and children outside the school.
Because in fact, as you say, you can teach them the facts of the religion and that, but it's more than that. I mean, the faith element.
It is, but teachers can't bring the children to school or to Mass or to the sacraments. They will tell them and they will teach them and they will train them and they will tell the parents that they have to do this, this and this. But on a Saturday evening or on a Sunday morning, the teachers cannot go to the houses and bring the children to Mass or bring them to the sacraments. And that is not what it's about. It should be a family thing. It should be the parents bringing the children, because they want to go themselves and they want to practice themselves and they want the children to be involved. So really, I think that it's coming to the stage where a pastoral team or a team in the parish will have to be working, or a person employed even to look after this, that they would train the parents maybe or reacquaint the parents with their faith so that they will know what it's about, and that it's not just about the one day for the First Communion and the one day for the Confirmation, and that after that you go to Mass to listen to boring sermons and it's too long and it's too early in the morning and they just couldn't be bothered. that they will have to know what it's all about. And really somebody will have to, I think myself, somebody will have to retrain and reacquaint parents and children together outside school within the community.
But at the same time keeping the programmes in the school.
Oh, definitely keeping the programme in the school, yeah. And it would also take a lot of the pressure off teachers who are doing their level best and working so hard to prepare the children, but who really are working single-handedly, really, most of the time. Whereas if there was a backup team there in the parish, who would be supporting the teachers in the school?